Well, a plot to kill a prime minister, a tiny Balkan nation stuck in the middle of a power struggle between East and West, Russian spies, you'd be excused to think this was a plot of a novel by John le Carré. But these are parts of a report published last weekend by English newspaper The Telegraph. The paper alleges that police of Montenegro foiled a plot to kill then-Prime Minister Milo Djukanovic during a rally in October last year. Many believe Russia organised the whole thing in order to overthrow the country into chaos, but Moscow strongly denied any involvement. This comes as Montenegro is only months away from joining NATO. François Martin reports.
Hidden between Serbia, Albania and the Adriatic Sea, lays the small Balkan nation of Montenegro. It is home to 600,000 fiercely independent inhabitants, but the tiny country has attracted a lot of attention recently. Last weekend, English newspaper The Telegraph published an extraordinary report. It is the stuff of spy movies, a plot to kill the then Prime Minister Milo Djukanovic and throw the nation into chaos, just as it is poised to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, and later the European Union. And there's more. Many believe Russia was involved. The plot? Two Russian agents based in neighboring Serbia reportedly organized support and logistics for a group of Serbian nationalists to carry out the execution at a rally just before Election Day, which could have triggered an all-out civil war. The Kremlin has denied any involvement and has criticized the report. However, Mihailo Mandic, president of the Montenegrin Ethnic Association of Australia, says that this plot has Moscow written all over it.
We all know that with the big help of Russia, they put money in Montenegro, nationalists who do all these dirty things, you know.
He says the Russian government is trying to keep Montenegro away from the West, because they have a strategic interest in the country.
They don't like Montenegro be part of NATO and European Union. Croatia is part of NATO, Albania is part of NATO, all around. And Russia likes through Serbia and, of course, Montenegro go on the Adriatic Sea.
Mr. Mandic says that Montenegro is a key nation for the big powers.
Montenegro is between. It's between Serbia and Croatia. It's between West and East. Is between NATO and Russia.
But if given a choice, Mr. Mandic would pick the West, albeit reluctantly.
I like Montenegro to be independent, not be part of Russia or NATO. If you have to choose someone, this time I will choose NATO and Europe, of course. You simply can't be a neutral country.
This report confirms suspicions that Russia is trying to destabilize Western democracies, particularly in Europe, by meddling with local politics and supporting nationalists and anti-EU parties that are flourishing on the old continent. Matthew Sussex is an associate professor at the National Security College of the Australian National University in Canberra. He says it is in Russia's national interest to weaken the Union.
Certainly it's in the Russian national interest to encourage a view in Europe that is sympathetic towards Russian interests. And Russia has articulated a view that sovereignty and states' rights should be the first concern of countries. That has two effects. One effect is that it creates more sympathy for a position in favour of strong sovereignty within European countries. And the other effect is that it undermines the sort of dominant approach, which is pro-human rights, pro a sort of global liberal order in which European states both profit but also say that they have a duty to uphold.
Russia is angry at NATO's expansion in Europe, especially since Poland, Hungary and the Czech Republic joined the organization in 1999, followed by a string of Central Eastern European nations in 2004. Russia sees this expansion as a serious threat to be dealt with. Matthew Sussex again.
Russia's concerns are that NATO is effectively being a security organization that hasn't outgrown the Cold War. The situation you get now, as you've had increasingly adversarial relations between the Kremlin and Brussels and the White House, is a situation where that Cold War feeling remains, and NATO itself remains, but it's a NATO that is now closer to Russia's borders than it was in the past.
He says that tensions are unlikely to ease.
it would be very nice if both the West and Russia were able to treat history as just that and move on. But given the depth of feeling in both Russia and also European nations about the extent of Russian meddling in European affairs, I think it's very, very difficult to think of a situation where tensions would radically decline.
But according to Mihailo Mendic, Montenegrins won't panic and they'll let the storm pass.
We live with that worry all the time. This is normal for us. We will see what's going on.
Milo Mandic there, President of the Montenegrin Ethnic Association of Australia, ending that report by Francois Martin.